this cricket update brought to you by Coco Joy. Bring back the joy with Coco Joy. Discover Coco Joy's range of products at a store near you or online at cocojoy.com.
Well, he batted in courageous fashion. It was a defensive second innings. Nick Maddison batting with a broken thumb. He teamed up with Peter Neville, who scored 69 to stabilise the Blues. And they took on 375 deliveries. It was a draw in the end, but it was looking like a loss to the Blues. Nick Maddison joins us now. G'day, Nick, and well done, mate.
Yeah, thanks. It was a bit of a different innings, but, enjoyable.
Well, you're an aggressor. How hard was it?
Actually, it wasn't as difficult as I first thought it was going to be, probably due to the fact that I knew I actually couldn't play any shots. I was really holding anything back. I was doing what I needed to do, and really a defensive shot or a flick off my pads is really the only two shots that I had that I could play just due to the injury. So, it's a little bit different to what I've had to play before, but sometimes, as you know, holding on for a draw and denying a team a win is just as good as a win sometimes.
Geez, there's one way to adapt to the long-form game. Get someone to hit you on the thumb with a hammer.
Yeah, someone did say that. They said you'll be looking for a doctor with an anaesthetic every time you go out to bat.
So. Yeah, so it was your left thumb, therefore your bottom hand. It was probably lucky it wasn't your top hand.
Yeah, it was still pretty sore. I think, obviously, when you get a bit of a needle, it doesn't take away all the pain. So a couple of – they took the new ball sort of late in the day, and it sort of has been wearing off, and got a little bit sore towards the end of the innings. But, it was something I had to manage. I ended up changing my grip a little bit, and you end up finding a way once you're out there to sort of adapt.
Nick, it was strange to have a Sheffield Shield game. I think it's the first time in the 123-year history of the Shield that a game's been played outside of, you know, our country, and you took it over there. It was for the Test players to get some experience or get used to those Kiwi conditions, but it was a flat old pitch, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was definitely a little bit different to what I think you're going to come up against in the Test series. It's probably more of an Adelaide Oval style wicket, if you want to compare it to anything. It was quite flat, did take a little bit of turn sort of late on the fourth day, but probably a little bit flatter than you'd like if you're trying to look for a result within 4 days.
Ed Cowan, he had a nasty incident happen to him. Did you sort of tell him that he should go off?
At the time, it sort of happened so quickly on the field, and the doctor and the physio and sort of all the whacker boys sort of got over to him pretty quickly. I don't know if you saw the video, but he did sort of fall off his feet after he got hit. So everyone was out to him pretty quickly, and I think he mentioned that at the time he thought he was okay, but not until a couple of days later that he realised he was nowhere near fine to keep going. So we're lucky that we had the doctor there who has sort of been a big one pushing the concussion rule and a few things around that. So he was there and got him off the field straight away, which I think was the right decision.
Well, Dr. John Orchard was the doctor on duty from what I saw, Nick, and, of course, he's got plenty of experience with the head knocks coming from the Roosters in the world of rugby league.
Yeah, he does. Seems a different guy now to the one that was stapling up Michael Devere during an Origin game.
Yeah,
he's a great doc, and for him to be able to, have the presence and to be out there as quickly as he was, and for guys to sort of take on what he says, I think is important as well.
Nick, obviously the idea of playing over there was to give a couple of the guys an insight into the New Zealand conditions before the Test match. Do you think, I know Vo just performed, and you've got Nathan Lyon, you've got Pete Neville. Do you think they've got an advantage now?
I don't know if you'd say it was an advantage. I think they definitely got some time in the middle. Voegzy faced over 300 deliveries. Peter Neville faced 200 odd balls in his innings, and Nathan Lyon bowled 40 overs for the match. So you can say that it was a worthwhile trip to have it there to give them the game time. But in terms of the conditions and the wicket and stuff like that, I don't think it was too dissimilar to what we play every week in Shield cricket anyway. So to say it's a massive advantage, I don't really agree with that. But I understand the reasons why we're over there, and end of the day, it fulfilled what they were after. They got to perform in a four-day match leading into a Test series, so I guess that was important.
Nick, have you caught up with the incident with Mitchell Marsh overnight?
Not really, no.
Right.
I was watching the cricket, and I left in the afternoon to go for a walk, and but I thought Australia were going to do it easily, and it wasn't until I logged on to Twitter that night that I saw what had happened. And I haven't actually watched the video of the dismissal or anything yet.
Yeah, well, have a look, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what you actually think of it when Mitch sort of cannoned into his foot and up into Matt Henry's hands, but it was only a half-hearted appeal, and it wasn't until it went to the scoreboard and the crowd saw it and jeered that they realised it wasn't a bump ball, it was actually off his foot.
Yeah, I did read that somewhere. Probably a little bit late, I guess, at that stage. As a batsman, you're thinking you've got away with one anyway, and then the umpire sees it on the big screen. I don't sort of agree with that. I think if they were going to refer it probably should have been done straight away, and what the umpire sort of saw happened at that time. But, yeah, that's what happened, I guess, and that's the world we live in now. We've got the video replays. Everyone can see everything that goes on.
Mm. Nick, how long are you out for?
Hopefully not long at all. Hopefully it's only a couple of days this week.
Oh, good.
Had another x-ray yesterday and a few scans. So looks like the ligaments and everything are intact, which is probably the one that we're sort of hoping on.
Good.
Their damage just can be out for quite a while. So they're all intact. It's a small break that looked like it has opened up a little bit from when we first had it x-rayed in New Zealand. But hopefully I'll be fine to go over in Perth. Probably just putting up with a bit of pain for a week or two, and then I'm sure that will go away.
All right, so you're over at the Wacker in a few days' time.
Yeah, we're playing we leave on Thursday. We've got a game starting on the weekend, another pink ball game, actually, so be interesting. I don't think they've played one in Perth yet, so it's going to be different, I guess, to what we've experienced in our couple of pink ball matches, which were in Adelaide, so we'll have to adapt, and it's going to be interesting to see how the pink ball thing has put a new steam on it and made a few improvements to the ball since the test match.
Oh, okay. All right. So hopefully there won't be too much grass on that wicket over there at the Wacker.
No, they might do. They might grass it up just to...
Yeah.
I don't know. We seem to be a tester for everything else that they want to do. We're not sure.
The guinea pig.
Yeah. And do you find that... Well, the cricket's a challenging enough game, Nick, without all the different challenges, but do you enjoy the pink ball or you wish it would... it looks like it's here to stay anyway.
Yeah, it does. It definitely isn't going anywhere. I think it was quite popular, so it looks like they're redeveloping the ball. They're trying to find a way to get it as close to the red ball as possible. I do like the idea of it, and I loved watching it on TV, so I can see from that point of view why it is so popular. Mm. Playing it, I don't necessarily agree that it's the best thing. The ball doesn't really behave anything like a pink ball or even a white ball at times, so it's a little bit different to play with. But if it's attracting a lot of people, it might attract a new audience to the game.
Sure.
Just due to the time of night it's played or whatever. I think that's a good thing.
And final one, mate, IPL, where are you going over?
No, I'm not. I've had the last two seasons with Bangalore, the Royal Challengers, but not going over this year. So I'll be looking for a bit of a break and hopefully get some golf in.
Oh, good stuff, Nick. We'll look after that thumb and finish the season in a strong fashion.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Well done. Nick Maddinson.